Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. And joining us today, she usually joins us on Fridays, is Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
We're starting with the Saratoga Economic Development Corporation. They're suing New York State. How come?
Yeah, Saratoga Economic Development Corp is suing the New York Authority's Budget Office, seeking to nullify a ruling that the organization is considered a local authority subject to state financial reporting guidelines. SEDC is a nonprofit that's governed by bankers, builders, and other companies. Their mission is to assist companies interested in expanding or growing in Saratoga County. SEDC fears a designation as a local or public authority would make it difficult for companies to confidentially search for real estate incentives and utilities before deciding whether or not to invest in the county. The lawsuit says many businesses would refuse to deal with SEDC if it were considered a local authority, which would be detrimental to economic development in upstate New York. The ruling was based in part on the funding that SEDC receives from the county and fees it collects for helping companies apply for tax exemptions through the IDA. SEDC already reports its finances to the county as part of its contract for providing economic development services. The organization also files 990 tax reports because of its status as a nonprofit. It says any further requirements could jeopardize the organization's ability to sign the confidentiality and non-disclosure agreements with site selectors and businesses interested in expanding in the county. Locally, the Schenectady Metroplex Development Authority and the Saratoga County Prosperity Partnership both report financials to the authority's budget office.
Your second story today has to do with Startup New York. The companies involved face suspension and tax bills for, am I reading this right, following pandemic rules?
That's right. Companies across the state have learned that they're no longer exempt from state income tax after they followed the executive orders, closed their offices, and worked from home to curb the spread of COVID-19. Part of Startup New York is the requirement for companies to operate in a state-sanctioned zone, primarily on college campuses. The goal was to create jobs by convincing companies to move to New York and help early-stage companies compete by allowing employees to avoid paying income taxes for up to 10 years. Many companies are saying now that they had two choices at the beginning of the pandemic: violate the governor's executive order and risk employee safety during the pandemic, or obey the order and unknowingly violate tax law and Startup New York guidelines. There's also the frustration that companies were not informed of this at the beginning of the pandemic. Legislation was introduced in the state Senate to address the issue, but some lawmakers believe that the problem will likely be resolved in the state budget.
She is Melissa Mangini. Melissa, thank you.
Thanks.